Thousands marched on the streets of Kinshasa, the capital of Democratic Republic of Congo, protesting against what they say is Rwandan military aggression in the east of the country. People here say Rwandan President Paul Kagame is behind a recent series of attacks by the rebel group M23.
We're protesting because of what Paul Kagame has been doing in our country for decades now. Today we are saying enough is enough. This must stop. The diplomatic relations between our country and Rwanda should stop, and our ambassador in Rwanda needs to come home.
Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes because of the fighting. The attack has occupied several towns and villages. Congo's army took some of them back. Some people have since returned home.
I fled and spent 4 days in a camp for displaced people near Goma. But when I returned to my house, it was already looted. Rwandan soldiers came with trucks and looted several houses, including mine.
Congo's army has struggled to contain the attacks, which started in November. Rwanda's government denies being involved.
There is no presence of Rwandan soldiers in DRC. And from there, there could not be any collaboration with any other force present in Eastern DRC if there is no presence of Rwandan soldiers.
Both Rwanda and Uganda have been accused of meddling and looting minerals in eastern Congo ever since they invaded in the 1990s. 10 years ago, UN investigators said Rwanda supported and commanded M23 when it took control of much of the North Kivu province. That time, Congo's army defeated them and pushed them over the borders with Rwanda and Uganda with international military support. That's what the protesters want Congo's army to do again. The international community is calling for peace talks, but people here and many Congolese say they shouldn't have to make a deal with what they see as foreign invaders. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.